You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
Peripheral vascular disease, or PVD, is a very common condition affecting 12 to 20% of Americans age 65 or older. PVD develops most commonly as a result of hardening of the arteries, which occurs when cholesterol and scar tissue build up, forming a substance called plaque, which narrows and clogs the arteries. This is a very serious condition that can cause decreased blood flow to the legs, resulting in pain when walking, and if left untreated, can eventually lead to gangrene and possible amputation. If you think you may be suffering from these symptoms, MIGS physicians can help you. More information is available at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, 318-445-9700. That's 318-445-9700. Part of the Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show.
And the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the
official OPT Network.
Ooh, you held that one. Hey, everybody. Our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. And if you can't tell by now, we have our momentum on this Momentum Monday. How you feeling?
Man, Carlette, I feel like Superman. Boy, it would be bad to bother with Big DC right now. It is not a good time.
Are you wearing your cape this Momentum Monday?
You see me doing this right here. Look, like Cam Newton. Look.
Are you stripping open?
It's Super D. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Super DC in the hell. And his sidekick, the Magnifico.
I love it.
I'm really sidekick. You know you are the show.
Baby, I could be whatever I need.
You know, you are the show now. Look, I'm not going to get it twisted.
Oh, my
goodness.
You know,
I go into them egomaniac moments, but I know what's happening. I know what a gift is.
Well, you know what? We have our momentum on this Momentum Monday, and we're sending all that good, positive momentum, that good, positive energy your way on this Momentum Monday.
And there is nothing fake about it, Corlett.
Absolutely not.
This is the real, baby.
We had an incredible weekend. We fished, of course.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, had a good time. Beautiful day on Saturday.
Absolutely.
And then we had the opportunity to partake in the nuptials of our girl, Mia Solomon. LaMia Solomon and Stephen got married on Saturday, and it was absolutely fabulous. So we had a great weekend. We fellowshipped. We went to church. You know, it was just an incredible weekend.
Wasn't church awesome?
Church was awesome.
Man, and I'm going to tell you, Carlette, a lot of me feeling like Superman has a lot to do with church.
Mm-hmm. You have your joy.
For some reason, man, when you go in and get that deposit, that faith food, you know, and you know, our the meditation this morning was really excellent, talking about the fear is a spirit and faith is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can choose whichever one you like. But it's all in keeping with the word. And I mean, you know, it makes you feel the way that we feel, just like super people.
Absolutely. And you know, as you said that, you know, we talk about our meditations. Well, we talk about them a lot. And
right. And
sometimes they're really, really, they really bear repeating. And you know, faith and fear cannot operate in the same realm. So, you know, what we learned yesterday, of course, we already knew about our joy. And there are always things and people and principalities that are working, I mean, working overtime to steal your joy.
Yes, they are.
And so because we know that's true, you got to really move past that, come out of your fear. And if you feel it, you know, you just declare that the joy of the Lord is your strength. And so if you're traveling in this morning, you're just getting started, you're trying to get your momentum, you're trying to get back into the routine, you're waiting for the kids to be out of school for Mardi Gras, you're waiting for yourself to be out of school for Mardi Gras, out of work, off work for Mardi Gras. For a lot of kids, I don't know if Mardi Gras is going to necessarily happen with the snow days.
Not
in Rapides. It's not going to happen.
In Rapides. Now, Deuce's school is a little different. They are going to...
They're going to do some other things.
Yeah, they're going to, you know, they normally get out of school at 12 o'clock the first Thursday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to just go on through, and then they're going to stay a little later on a couple of days to make up the time.
So everybody's got sort of a plan to make up for those snow and ice days. And so this morning, we want to make sure that you get your momentum going and that you just make sure that you give yourself enough time to get there. Remember, school zones, school kids, school buses, they're in effect until 9 a.m. So if you're traveling in, we implore you to slow down. Make sure you're watching out for kids that are standing unattended. And every single morning on the bus and at school bus stops, I see kids with their earbuds in their ears. So not only are they not paying attention, they don't have a sense of sound and what's going on around them. And this morning, I really, really noticed it. Some have big headsets on, some just have earbuds on. So that means that we've got to be ever, ever mindful, D.C., about our kids in the morning.
Yes, absolutely.
And about those school zones.
Absolutely.
And Monday seemed to be, you know, the challenge. Everybody's trying to get up, get moving. Everybody is really, really dreading Monday. Not everybody, but some. And so we would say to you, you know what? You can't get to Friday without starting on Monday.
Well, Carlette, you know, we're changing. You know, the from the norm, and we're causing folks to appreciate Monday more, because if you're 6 feet above ground and you've got an opportunity to go make something happen today, you're in the game, baby.
Wow.
And I mean, once you get in the game and you know what it feels like to be in the game,
mm-hmm.
you know, you always want to keep your momentum going.
Absolutely.
You know, because that's what makes you pop out of the bed in the morning and say, "Yeah, what's next?"
I love that.
What's next? And, you know, people make me happy because they do dumb stuff sometimes. You know what I'm talking about. And I love it, man.
Well, you know.
Learn the rules.
You know what? You know what, DC? You know what I think? I think that's critically important that, you know what, if you're up and you're alive this morning, you have the opportunity
Absolutely.
To be a game changer.
Absolutely. Don't cry about life. get in the game and live and be your best self.
Absolutely.
That's what it's all about, mother.
And you know what? Even if you're not where you want to be on this Momentum Monday, you're in the place probably where you're supposed to be until the next thing happens.
Absolutely.
And so you got to work it out in this season and then move to the next. Minimally invasive image-guided specialists, they're also known as MIGS. They're making patients better and faster, DC. It's their top priority. And for an appointment, for more information, the number to phone, 318-445-9700. Also, don't forget about Vantage Health Plan. Their goal is to make their members well and to keep them that way through quality preventive care. Remember, Vantage is making health care work.
And don't forget, Carlette, that when you use Vantage, you don't have to get an approval to go see a specialist.
Absolutely.
That's important.
That's critically important.
That is important.
And here's the number that you can call to find out how Vantage works and how it can work for you. 318-361-0900 or 888, that's 3 8s, then 8 again, 823. 1910. One more time, 888-823-1910. Don't forget about Hixson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixsonhasit.com. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. The number, 318-487-1881. Also, if you don't have a credit union, what are you waiting for? Join the credit union with heart.
Does that mean we're the show with the heart?
We are the show with the heart.
We're literally the show with the heart.
We are literally the show with the heart. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is dedicated to excellence. And don't forget about the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Always great stuff going down in the parish. You can phone for more information at 800-833-4195. And McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. We stop every single morning for breakfast at McDonald's. And this morning was no different. And today, D.C., is our day to visit our seniors.
Oh, this is Box Day. We are hooked up to the trailer. The OPT Cruiser normally makes a trip through the parish.
Through the parish.
But we've got to hurry up and get back here because we've got some appointments up here.
Absolutely. It's a busy day. It's Momentum Monday. And if you're just getting started, it's 7:47 local time, 8:47 Eastern. Man, we have got an incredible show on point. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be back right after this.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas. You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show.
And the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you.
One conversation at a time.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish!
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious!
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish, made with 100% wild-caught Alaskan pollock. You know exactly where to find it. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
We are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish!
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish Delicious!
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish, made with 100% wild-caught Alaskan pollock. You know exactly where to find it. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Burger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time. Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Burger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 8 a.m. local time, 9 a.m. Eastern time. And let me tell you, DC, I just want to ask you, first of all, where are we headed this morning? Where are we going?
We're going to New York City.
We're going to New York City. Well, let me tell you who our guest is this morning. What an exciting time it's going to be in New York. Our guest is Jackie Reed. She's a national TV and radio journalist. Now, you will probably best remember Jackie as the sole anchor for BET Nightly News. You remember cute haircut, beautiful, beautiful lady. Well, she's also a correspondent for the nationally syndicated Tom Joyner Morning Radio Show. And all told, Jackie reaches on a regular basis an audience of about 10 million. Currently, she's the host of New York Live, as well as the editor-in-chief of singleandlivingfab.com. We welcome Jackie Reed to the OPT Network for her very, very first time. Jackie, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much. I'm really delighted to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. And so I was telling Jackie, as you all know, that we talk about relationships, we talk about couples, we talk about everything around it. And I just don't know that we have given enough equality for our singles. And so when we saw what Jackie was doing with singleandlivingfab.com, we thought it was absolutely fabulousness. Jackie, just to say the very least. And so we wanted to talk about it. And first of all, I want you to talk about how singleandlivingfab.com was born.
Well, I was living it. The things that I write about and the things that are on the website, you know, was and still is my life. I was walking through this society that we're all walking in, and single ladies will really get what I'm talking about, where everyone is asking you often, not every moment of every day, but very often, you know, are you dating someone? When are you planning to get married? You know, oh, just wait, he's coming. You know, he's right around the corner. You're going to find the right one. Or it's the, you're too picky. You're too this. But it's all on, you know, it's your fault, basically, they're saying, that you are single. And everything you do is judged through that filter, whether or not you're married. And I felt like society was looking at me and other single women as less than if we were not married. And add to that, if you were childless, if you are childless and you don't have kids, then it's a double whammy. It's like a woman's worth is measured by her becoming a wife and her becoming a mother. And if you're not doing that, those things, if you don't achieve those things, and I put air quotes around achieve those things, then by societal standards, you're a failure. Your life doesn't matter. Why are you walking around on this planet? That's the way society makes a lot of single women feel. Well, I felt like that's not how I feel, and I don't think that other women, single women, should feel that way either. So I started this website, Single and Living Fab, to encourage single women to live their best life. And single women means women that have never been married, women that are engaged and about to be married, if you're dating, if you're widowed, divorced, if you're in a space in your life where you are without a man, then you fall into this category. But mostly it's for women that have never been married. Because we're the ones, you know, with the scarlet S on our chest, as in, you know, a big S as in single. You know, and people look at you and pity you. I would have these conversations where people were like, you know, well, do you have kids? And I'd say, no. Oh, well, do you have a husband? No. Oh, well, do you have a boyfriend? No. Oh, well, just wait. He's coming. You know, people were throwing this pity party for me, and I'm like, I'm not unhappy. I have a fabulous life, and I love my life. Do I want a man in my life? Absolutely. Would I love to get married? Of course I would. For me, that's the life that I would want. But right now, as things are right now, I'm not going to date desperately. I'm not going to get in a relationship just so I can say I have a man on Valentine's Day or any other day of the year. I'm going to wait until I find someone that I'm authentically compatible with. So that in a nutshell, Carla, is why I started this doggone site.
Well, you know what, Jackie? I think that that is incredible. And I think that, you know, as I was reading the site, I love, love, love the site, and looking, you know, around our culture, I started to ask the question of how can we change this sort of, this culture that we have created, that if you're single and, or if you don't have a man, or if you don't have kids, you're somehow less than, and how we stop placating women who are single, just kind of like patting them on the head, saying, oh, it'll be okay, it'll happen. How do we change that culture?
Well, first and foremost, you know, with the site that I'm doing, a lot of friends of mine that are married will read it and say, wow, you know, I never thought about it that way. So it's informing people that are not single on how to approach, interact with single women. Stop treating us like we are to be pitied. Stop, you know, trying to treat us like, you know, stop giving us that he's coming, he's right around the corner, you just wait. Because what if that doesn't happen?
Mm-hmm.
It forces women to date desperately. So I wrote a piece about this on the website, about things that you just shouldn't say to single women. So the first thing that we do to fix this is to get the rest of society to stop looking down on and stop pitying single women and start making your interaction with them about other things than who they're dating. Now, if a single woman comes to you, as I have, mm-hmm. a friend of mine, and said, hey, I'm looking, can you set me up with someone? Then take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
Take the cue from them. But don't assume that because they're single, their life is sad.
Mm-hmm.
And even if a woman is sad because she's single, don't give in to that. Don't water that seed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just stomp it out. Let it die. Encourage her to live her best life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, encourage her and help her realize that there's so much more to be grateful for. We all have something in our lives to be grateful for. You know, God has given us this gift of life, and we need to celebrate it every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen. I want Oprah money. I want to be a multimillionaire.
Me too, you know, Jackie. Me too.
In fact, listen, if it happens, fantastic. But if it doesn't, I still have so much that God has blessed me with, mm-hmm. and I need to celebrate that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the other part of it is the single women. You know, we have to stop pitying ourselves and being sad and down because we don't have what society has brainwashed us into thinking that we need in order to have a fulfilled life. Again, I'm not man bashing. I love men. And I, like I said, I hope to get married one day. But the difference is, ladies, you have to be okay with the very real possibility that you may not marry someone, that you just may not get married. And once you accept that, and live your life accordingly, then you free yourself of those chains of living a life of feeling, you know, unworthy. You free yourself of that, and you can focus on living your best life. I mean, I look at it this way. If you found out that you had, you know, a year to live or less,
mm-hmm.
what would you do with that time? What things, you know, we talk about these bucket lists,
mm-hmm.
you know, of things that I want to do before I die. To me, every woman, you know, should focus on her life like that. But single women especially, live your life. Don't wait to buy that house until you have a man. Don't wait to set up your retirement, to plan for your retirement until you get married. And then don't date desperately. Don't feel like because society is telling you that you have to have a man, that, you know what, this dude over here that I know is not good for me, or maybe he's a good dude, but we're just not compatible. We don't have good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really that into him. He doesn't really seem to be that into me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It just isn't right. But we force ourselves into relationships that aren't right for us because we are afraid to be single. I have a girlfriend who is in one of the worst marriages I have ever seen, and everybody around her knows it. So it's
wow.
not just my perspective.
Right.
But I asked her, I said, and she was, it was a new marriage. She hadn't even been married a year, but it started
wow.
off really rocky. And, you know, she gave up so much, her job, and she moved. And I said to her one day, I said, why did you rush to get married to this man and be in this marriage? Because it's her, too. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's the two of them together that doesn't work. And she said, you know what? I don't want to be alone.
Wow.
I don't want to be alone. And she said, I don't want to grow old alone. And I was just like, it's got to be better than this. It's got to be better than living your life day to day in misery, practically, and trying to make the most of the situation when you could really be by yourself mm-hmm. and have to be surrounded by your girlfriends, your family, you know, your friends, focusing on your goals and your things, getting closer with God,
mm-hmm.
or giving back to the community. There's so many ways to have a fulfilling life and not be alone, even though you're single.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say those two things, you know, Carlette. I would say helping society to realize that they have to treat single women differently, and then helping single women to become empowered and realize that, you know, being single is not a death sentence.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about how we can empower single women to live their very best life and to really understand that, as you've said, Jackie, it is not a death sentence. It is something to be celebrated, but how we get over the hurdle of where we are and where we're going. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always one time now.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time just for you and for me to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're going to love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click Like Octavia, O-C-T-A-V-I-A. God will deliver.
Always on time, always on time.
Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Lehigh Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Lehigh Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Lehigh Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. What an incredible conversation we're having with Jackie Reed. You'll probably remember her from BET. She also has been a guest host on The View. She has set in for on CNN. She did CNN Headline News. Jackie, you've done a ton of things. You contribute to the Tom Joyner Morning Show. And I ask you, as we're talking about single and livingfab.com. I ask you, I said, when you were talking during the last segment, you said that women may have to get to a place, some singles, that maybe they'll never get married and they'll never have kids. And I said to you, Jackie, how did you personally get there?
Yeah, well, it's an important thing to ask, because I have a lot of friends of mine who are not there, and they're with me, you know, we're out for drinks, we're out at dinner, we're having brunch, and the things that you hear me saying and the things that you'll read on my website, is I've been saying these things for a while now, and my girlfriends are just like, how did you get to that? And, you know, for those who may remember, I was on this reality show, Let's Talk About Pep, and with Pep, you know, Sandy from Salt and Pepper, mm-hmm. and Jumana and Kitty, the four of us, it was kind of an urban Sex in the City on VH1. And in that, you know, I was at a point in my life where I really wanted to get married, and I really wanted to have kids. You know, my biological clock was ticking. My doctor, my OBGYN, had said to me very recently, listen, honey, if you're going to do this, you really need to do it now. What are you waiting on?
And so when you got that word from your OBG, what did you think at that moment?
I thought I have to be more engaged with this. I have to be more involved. I have to manage my personal life better than I am. I can't just date. I can't just, you know, just kind of, you know, kind of float through this personal dating scene. I really need to be strategic about it. And so I became strategic about it.
And what does that mean? What does that mean? You became strategic?
That means not kind of waiting on chance to meet people, to mm-hmm. meet men. Mm-hmm. It means kind of, I made a list of all my friends that I felt, you know, would have access to or would know eligible men, dateable men, because every man is not dateable. Every woman is mm-hmm. not dateable, but we're talking about women here. You know, I wanted dateable men that were interested in commitment and that were, you know, successful and ambitious. You know, I wanted a certain thing. Mm-hmm. And so I would ask around. I asked my friends. I made sure that I was outgoing and I was, you know, going to places and events and activities where I would meet men. And I made sure that I, you know, that I was my best self as far as my look and taking care of myself, working out. And I made sure that I was happy, that when a man came into my life, that I would be in a place where I was happy. But I was very, I was on a mission. I was on a mission, and I started taking folic acid and really taking care of myself so I would be ready when I was pregnant. You know, my body was going to be ready to carry that.
And then something happened. Now, something happened in the process of all of that, right, Jackie? So you decided at some point that maybe this might not happen for me. Do you remember when that do you remember when that moment was?
I can't I can't say that it was one particular moment. I think it was a build up to that. It was definitely after the Let's Talk About Pep show, and I had a series of relationships after that that just, you know, in the phase that I was in of trying to take control and find this husband so I could get this family and live this life that I was supposed to live, I was dating desperately. And I was, you know, I was kind of saying, okay, check. Uh-huh. He has these things I'm looking for. Let's have a relationship. Let's go.
And when did you realize, within that time, Jackie, that I'm dating desperately? That's a new term.
I didn't realize it in the time. I didn't realize it until after I moved away from it and looked back at it. I mean, I was dating desperately because I would, you know, 3-4 months in, I was like, why am I with this person? Mm-hmm. We're not compatible. Why am I in this relationship? It doesn't work. And the last situation that I was in like that before I reached this point of no return was someone who I ended up staying in a relationship long. I realized, you know, about 4 months in that this wasn't going to work. Our personalities clash. But what we do, ladies, is, and men too, we rush into relationships. You know what? He looks good. She looks good. I like his conversation. Look, you know, on paper, he looks great. Let's move fast. Let's be exclusive, you know, without making sure. Really, you should wait about 4 to 6 months of dating that person openly. You're dating other people. You're not exclusive before you decide to enter into a serious relationship. But I was on a biological clock. So I was like, okay, 5-6 months in, I'm deciding whether or not I'm staying with this or moving on. And with the last relationship, I ended up getting stuck because first he lost his job. First he lost his mother. Then he lost his job. And I felt, what kind of jerk would I be if I walked out on this man in this moment in his life? So I tried to stay, which is what women should do in marriages, not necessarily in relationships. I could have moved on and still been his friend, but I was not, I felt obligated to be a wife for him in that I had to carry him through this. And it was difficult on me financially and emotionally to carry this burden for someone that, and during this time, here was probably the aha for me, Carlette.
Okay.
I asked him, I said, let me do that. I said, so where do you see us going? Do you see us getting married? And he said, you know, probably not. Based on where things are, he said, I just don't think that we're ready for that. I don't think that we have a compatibility that will work. And I was like, okay. So, Jackie, what are you doing? And I out of the kindness in my heart, I stayed and I tried to help him through that. But after a while, his personality, the reason we didn't get along was he was a very intense brother. So he was very argumentative. And the littlest thing would lead to an argument. And I was just like, this is just misery for me. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? And so I finally said, you know what? I'm done. I'm done with, and I walked away from that relationship, and I didn't look back, and I said, I'm not dating desperately anymore. I'm going to take my time. I'm going, you know, to get to know someone before I enter into a relationship. I'm going to put those desires to be a wife and desires to be a mother on a shelf and say to myself, if it happens, it happens, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. But in the meantime, I am going to live my life and be happy because this brother was always at my house. I felt confined. I felt, you know, it was a bad relationship. And it was because it was my fault, too, because I was trying to make it something that it wasn't.
Right. You were trying to fit him into a category that he just didn't fit into.
That he didn't fit into. And it was just it without and I my happiness suffered because of it.
And
mentally,
so And so when, Jackie, when did you start to mourn or just get into some acceptance, if you will, that I am going to relinquish control? Because I think that for the most part, that's where we most have our biggest problems, is letting go and saying, okay, I trust the universe to bring me its best. And I am going to stop trying to do it and let the universe bring me what it has for me.
Right. And I think a lot of women get caught up, a lot of Christian women, and I'm a Christian woman, get caught up in the, you know, well, God has promised me the desires of my heart. Mm-hmm. God is going to deliver me a husband. You know, if I pray for a husband and mm-hmm. I pray for this, that this is what God is going to deliver. But you have to remember that God is going to deliver what he wants for you, because he has determined what your purpose is in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize, you know, that my purpose may not be to be a wife and it may not be to mother, but that does not make my purpose for my journey any less important or significant than any other woman or any other person on this planet. So for me, once I realized that, I had to say to myself, okay, I have wanted these things for a long time. I have wanted to be a wife. I have wanted to be a mother. But these things, Jackie, may not happen. And I had to be okay with that. I had to accept the very real fact that that may not happen. Yeah, I had to accept that that may not happen. And I had to mourn it. I had to let it go.
Mm.
It's just, you know, I equate it to, you know, there are people that I meet all the time who may have a dream of being on television one day
mm-hmm.
or have the dream of being an actress one day. I mean, Scarlett, I would love to be an actress. You know, I would love to be, because it seems like, you know, to have that talent and have that ability, or to be able to sing,
mm-hmm.
I would love to share that gift with the world. But it is not my purpose.
Right.
Not, I don't have the talent. I can't make it so. Just
right.
Because I have the dream of being that, that doesn't mean it is supposed to be.
Mm, that's powerful.
You know, and we just have to accept it, that everything that we want, everything, it's not supposed to be. So you have to, and it's important for women to realize this, you have to accept. You really have to say to yourself, because it will free you to say, you know what, I want these things, but I accept the fact that they may not happen. I accept that. And you have to, you know, have yourself a pity moment. Have yourself a little ceremony, light some candles, drink some wine, play some, you know, some Bobby Womack, I don't know, you know, do whatever you need to do. Go to church, cry it out,
mm-hmm.
go to counseling, which I really advise to a lot of women. Do something, you know, go outside and release a red balloon, you know, which is what a lot of women who have miscarriages and things like that, they have to go through the process of mourning that loss mm-hmm. of that power and letting that go. It is the same. It is no different for a woman that really, really wants to be a mother, in my book.
Mm-hmm.
You're mourning the loss of wanting to be a mother, and you have to let that go.
Mm-hmm. And Jackie, you know, when I was reading the website and the blog, it just resonated, and I just felt like this was a conversation that we really needed to open up and we needed to have. And it took me back to the article that was written last year by Susan Patton. And she said that she wrote this letter. It was an open letter in a Princeton newspaper. And she was saying that she was encouraging women to find their husbands while they were on campus. Now, you're a woman that has garnered a lot of success. I mean, people know you really all over the world and around the country. And so do you think, in hindsight, and I know you read the article too, she says, and I quote, "There will never again be a deep pool of qualified potential mates once they leave Princeton." And it used to be the old adage, find a husband while you're in college. Do you think that women who are successful, who are able to buy their own homes, buy their own cars, pay their own way, do you think that after college we sort of move away from that, or do you think that should have happened in college?
No, I actually think that it's bad advice that she gave. I actually wrote about this on my Facebook page yesterday. I think it's bad advice to encourage women to focus solely on finding a husband in college and make that such a priority, as opposed to really trying to solidify, you know, who you want to be, what mm-hmm. you want to do as a career, and shaping that and mapping that out. Because once you get married and start having children, for women particularly, it can derail the goals and dreams that you have for yourself.
And especially, Jackie, let me stop you right there, especially within the field that you're in, because it would not have been conducive for you to get married right after college or in college and start having kids. You would not have been able to really experience and live the life that and excel the way that you have, would you have?
No, because in my business, you have to move around a lot. Mm-hmm. You start out in a small market, and then you move to the next market, and you just kind of work your way up the ladder, moving from city to city. You know, the men that are successful in this and get married young, you know, they can do that because, you know, to have a wife as opposed to having a husband is a very different thing. People can say whatever they want to, but a lot of times I say, you know, I will say out loud jokingly, you know, I'm so busy, I need a wife. I need someone to make a home for me, and when I come home, mm-hmm. just taken care of, you know. So it's a very different thing to be a wife than to be a husband, even though I understand it is a partnership and there's give and take from both. But no, I would not have been able to accomplish it, because what man is going to pick up everything, you know, and move from city to city as I have moved?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've lived in so many different cities, and nothing is guaranteed in this industry. It's very fickle, as you know.
Right.
So I could be off the air tomorrow and moving around looking for the next thing. So it is difficult in this business to settle down and to get married when you're a woman. But I also say, you know, Judge Mathis, who I love,
uh-huh.
said it best. You know, a lot of young people out the gate, you know, even before they, as I was saying, solidify their careers and kind of get on that journey to building wealth, they get married, they have kids, and then they're stuck in this life of poverty. They're stuck right where they are, and they can't grow, you know, as people, and they can't grow economically because they're taking, you know, they already can barely financially take care of themselves. Now, you know, they have children and they have bills, you know, instead of living at home, you have to kind of get your own place, and you kind of have to build this life financially that a lot of us, when we're in our early 20s, are not equipped to do. It's
mm-hmm.
a very young stage in life, and I say it's best to wait until you've matured a bit and you know who you are, because I don't know about you, but the guys that I dated when I was in college and right out of college are not the guys that I would want to marry today
mm-hmm.
or be married to.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different. I evolved from those guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think, Jackie, that this is a conversation that will have to continue. We're going to have to keep talking about it. We're going to have to keep opening up the possibility, because there are so many variables. But I really want people to connect with Single and Living Fab. And when people connect with this community, Jackie, what is, if there's just one thing that singles and married and people in relationships will take away from Single and Living Fab, what do you hope that will be?
It will be that you have to love you. You have to love you first.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, you know, feel fulfilled within yourself. You know, they always say that you can't look to a relationship for happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be happy with yourself and in your own life, and then you bring that happiness to a relationship. So I would say, you know, love you, celebrate you,
mm-hmm.
and be authentic. Be who you are. Don't pretend to be something just so you can have a relationship and not be alone.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be in a relationship with someone who loves you for who you authentically are. And that's what I encourage. You know, so many times men will marry women and, you know, after a short while they'll say, you know, she's changed. She's not, you know, she's different. And that's because a lot of time, and women, you know, come on, give it up. You will try to be who you think that
you
man
need to
wants
be. Mm-hmm.
to be. So you can get that ring and get married. But after you get married, like, whew, okay, now I take my shoes off. Let me take this wig off.
Jackie,
ooh,
girl.
I'm not cooking every night.
Jackie, you're a mess. We're going to revisit this conversation. Jackie Reed, you have been absolutely wonderful. We want you to hold for us. Thank you so much for spending what is probably the earliest, one of the, at least the earliest part of your morning with us right here on the OPT Network. We'd love to have you back and further this conversation, but we thank you so much.
Thank you, Carlette. It's been my pleasure.
Absolutely. Stand by. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a break, but we're back right after this.
Attention, Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
We
are seeking fish delicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
So ridiculous.
Filet-O-Fish!
We are craving Cravalicious.
Filet-O-Fish!
Much more than delicious.
It's Filet-O-Fish delicious!
The McDonald's Filet-O-Fish, made with 100% wild-caught Alaskan pollock. You know exactly where to find it. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Once again, we want to thank our guest, Jackie Reed. You can hear her on the Tom Joyner Morning Radio Show. It's a syndicated radio show. You all know it. And great conversation. Again, her website, singleandfab.com. Let me make sure I got that right. Just right. I didn't get that just right. Singleandlivingfab.com. Great information. Great, great, great. Hey, everybody, we want to thank Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. You can contact the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage at 318-561-8020. Also, Walker Automotive Group, when others won't. Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works. Southern Heritage Bank and Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Don't forget about... Speaking of Davis One Stop,
we're going to have to go stock up again on meat, Colette, because, you know, we've been grilling. And after I finish this new, you know, my new deal.
This is your Monday.
Yeah. But we do need to go to Davis One Stop and stock up on meat.
Absolutely. And we need to have a conversation.
Mental note to self.
Yes. And we need to have a conversation as to why others should go to Davis One Stop and stock up on their meat.
Absolutely.
Also, we don't want to forget St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. Remember, they've got a wonderful, wonderful new clinic. It's called Incarnate Word Community Clinic. And State Farm agent Kyle Wolfen of Oils Parish, Get Wired Communications, Jeremy Clary. You can get HD for life, plus the best channels, best savings, 318-767-2220. Now, we are indeed switching gears, and we're talking about a lot of stuff this morning. You know, it's Love Month. Kind of touched on love and singles. It's also Heart Month. And you know how very passionate we are about Heart Month. Well, this morning we're joined by David Melanson. He's from the American Red Cross. And we're talking about Start a Heart Sinlaw. It is a great program that each and every one of us needs to take advantage of. It's about CPR. And when we looked at the numbers and looked at the information, what we know is that at least 350,000 people die every single year because someone in their family, someone in their life, or at that moment, at that critical moment, doesn't know CPR. David, you know a lot about it. We welcome you to the OPT Network for the very first time. Good morning and welcome.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, Carlette. I want to thank you for having me on the official OPT Network. You know, a lot of imitators have called, but I said I wanted to do the official OPT Network.
And also the what show, DC?
The Bigger Show.
Oh, The Bigger Show. Yeah. And to be here on Momentum Monday.
Yeah.
So we get people registered for Start a Heart Sinlaw. Start a Heart Sinlaw.
Well,
man,
somebody's been listening.
I'm a fan too, man. I'm a fan. I got it on in the car. I got it on at my desk. I'm a fan of On Point.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. You're winning this morning. You're kicking and winning.
Yeah, Carlette, normally yearly about 383,000 Americans die from sudden cardiac
my
arrest.
Goodness.
And when you break that down, that's 1,000 per day. And if you think about it, that takes a life every 90 seconds.
My God.
And the sad part is, that about 70% of Americans kind of feel helpless because they don't know how to administer CPR or they feel like their training has lapsed.
Mm-hmm.
and especially within the black community.
Really?
We have a lot of people that do not know how to perform CPR.
So specifically in the African American community?
Well, not just in the African American community, but I can tell you, I'm also a medic for Acadian Ambulance, and I can tell you that oftentimes when we go to a home, especially in a rural area, mm-hmm. we will find somebody who's fallen from sudden cardiac arrest. Mm-hmm. There will be a family member who's standing there,
my God,
waiting for us when they could have been performing CPR mm-hmm. and possibly saved their loved one's life.
Wow.
And it's not just adults, it's children too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, kids are not too young to perform CPR on a loved one.
And you know, when we were getting ready for this conversation and this show this morning, I started thinking about our own family, and we've got a young baby in our family, and the baby's just a wonderful baby, but at a moment, the baby just stopped breathing. Now, I wasn't there at the time, but indeed, no one knew how to administer CPR. The baby, God, thank God, is fine, but it could have turned out very differently.
Absolutely. And that's why this training is so important. We're going to be gathering together on Saturday, April 5th at the Alexandria Riverfront Center. We're teaching not only hands-on CPR, but we're also teaching conventional CPR for children and for infants, so that would not happen again, mm-hmm. to be able to perform CPR on an infant. We're going to talk about how to relieve choking in adults and children and infants, how to use an AED. Most people don't know, A, what an AED is.
Well, tell
with
us
an
what
automatic
is.
External defibrillator.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like a battery that shocks the heart mm-hmm. Back into beating. You know, most people say, oh, well, he had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a heart attack is different from sudden cardiac arrest. A heart attack is a plumbing problem. That's where one or more of the vessels is sort of clogged,
mm-hmm.
and the heart can still function, and it can still pump blood,
mm-hmm.
and someone can live from a heart attack. You get picked up by the ambulance, you're brought to the hospital, you can be treated for a heart attack. Sudden cardiac arrest is something different. That's an electrical problem.
Mm.
That's as though the electricity in the whole body goes out, and the heart stops beating.
Wow.
And what's the problem with that? Well, if the heart stops beating, then there's no blood that's circulating through the body.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no blood circulating through the body, there's no oxygen that's getting to the brain. And that's the most important part of all of this, is to continue to get oxygen to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to start performing CPR within about 4 to 6 minutes is the optimal time. Now, the optimal time is to start right away.
Right away. Mm-hmm.
But certainly within 4 to 6 minutes
mm-hmm.
Is when you need to perform CPR. If you use an automated external defibrillator, an AED, which mm-hmm. now you can see in the malls, you see in your churches, you see in the airports, if you use an AED, the outcome of survival, if you use it within the first 2 minutes, can be as high as 90%.
Wow. And so, David, how do we know when an AED is needed? Because we have a great friend. Her name is Christy Smalls, Coach Christy. Big shout out to
sure.
you remember Coach
sure,
Christy?
Absolutely.
An AED.
Absolutely.
Gina High School coach, it saved her life.
Absolutely. An AED, when you find somebody who is unresponsive, and basically you go to them and you shake them, we call it the three C's.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is you check to see if the person is responsive,
okay.
or if they're breathing, mm-hmm. or if they're having some difficulty breathing. Hey, are you okay? Shaking them on the shoulder. The second thing is to call 911
mm-hmm.
or send somebody to call 911 and send them to get an AED. And the next thing is to perform compressions.
Okay.
And that's pushing right on the chest hard and fast.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as that AED gets there, hook it up.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really self-explanatory how to use an AED. The pads themselves have little pictures on them.
Mm-hmm.
They show you where to put them.
But, I mean, in that moment, if you have no experience using an AED, you certainly are not going to have time or the calm to read where the pads need to go and how they need to go. And that's why Start a Heart Sin-Law is critically important.
Well, that's absolutely true. An AED will walk you through the process. You press the button. It tells you exactly what to do. Continue performing CPR. Stop performing CPR. A shock is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, you know, I compare it to, it's like changing a tire on the side of the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
If you've never done that
Absolutely.
Before, the side of the interstate is not the place that you want to do it. And
right.
similar to that, you may call here locally, it's Acadian Ambulance, you may call Acadian, and the dispatcher will walk you through and tell you how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly you wouldn't want to be doing that for the first time
right.
when somebody's fallen out with cardiac arrest.
Right.
That's why coming to Start a Heart Send Law is so important. We'll show people how to use an AED.
Mm-hmm.
They can get hands-on
mm-hmm.
experience of how to use an AED. And more importantly, they will be able to learn the skill of hands-only CPR,
mm-hmm.
which is a life-saving skill. If we want to talk about pro-life and people being pro-life,
mm-hmm.
this is pro-life.
Mm.
Continuing to keep somebody alive
mm-hmm.
with hands-only CPR.
Mm-hmm. And I know with this event, it's going to be, of course, in April. We wanted to start talking about it early. It is free. It is open to the community, and we want to make sure that everybody connects with this movement. We want churches, we want individuals, we want groups, David, everybody who is involved in anything, individuals, everybody needs to be at this event.
Absolutely, and you know, people think, well, I'm going to go out and get this training because I might be walking in Walmart and I'll see somebody fall out
mm-hmm.
at Walmart, and I'll be able to help them.
Right.
The reality is, the person whose life you save will probably be someone you love.
Wow.
At home, your child,
mm-hmm.
your spouse,
mm-hmm.
A friend, or another loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people who are going to be saved. And you're right. Everybody who's listening knows five people
mm-hmm.
that they can tell about this training.
Mm-hmm.
And it is absolutely free. Normally, if you take a CPR course, it's going to cost you, you know, $50 or
mm-hmm.
more to
mm-hmm.
take a CPR course. This is a 2-hour session that gives you an enormous amount of information, and it's free.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100% free.
And you know, as you were saying that, David, I started thinking about, you know, I talked about the church, I talked about individuals, but businesses need to have people at this event, Start a Heart Send Law, to make sure if something happens. And then, you know, we've gotten so fearful, and we talked about fear this morning, that people don't want to think about doing mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, you know, and that's really what CPR is associated with, but it's so much bigger than that, isn't it?
Yeah, the new push now is hands-only CPR, because one of the barriers of people doing CPR was that, yes, they had to give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what we found is that actually continuing to do quality compressions
mm-hmm.
in CPR. What do I mean by quality compressions?
Mm-hmm.
Pushing in the middle of the chest
mm-hmm.
hard and fast.
Mm-hmm.
Most people think of the song Stayin' Alive
mm-hmm.
by the Bee Gees.
Mm-hmm.
There are many others that are at least 100 beats per minute,
mm-hmm.
which is what you want to be compressing.
Mm-hmm.
Now hands-only CPR is just compressions,
mm-hmm.
continuing to do compressions. You don't have to stop for breaths.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know this person, you don't want to give them rescue breaths, you don't have to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we kind of discourage people from doing that, because the more you do compressions on the chest, again, the more the blood is circulating,
mm-hmm.
the more that the oxygen is getting to the brain,
mm-hmm.
and we have less chance of having some serious damage occur
mm-hmm.
because we're having quality CPR that's being performed.
Right.
Now, you know, there's some other barriers that people say, and we
Good.
Touched
Let's
on
talk
these.
About that.
You know, the barriers for performing CPR, people say the cost of training.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we covered that.
Right. It's
this
free.
Is free. This is absolutely
right.
free.
So mark that one off. Mark that one off. It's
check
free.
That one off. That's
okay.
right.
Check.
The time for training. They don't have the time. Guess what? This takes 2 hours.
But the real issue is this, David. You can say that you don't have the time, but the real question is, can you afford not to have the time?
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely
you know,
right. Because this is teaching a life-saving skill. A life-saving skill for free. Now, other people are afraid of hurting somebody.
Right.
Well, this is what I tell people, okay? Especially as a medic. when you arrive on the person that's had a sudden cardiac arrest, mm-hmm. for the most part, they're dead.
Wow. So for the most part, they're dead.
Exactly. So the choice is, do I perform sudden cardiac CPR mm-hmm. with the option of maybe bringing this person back, or do I not? You know, people will ask us, well, do you break ribs sometimes when you do CPR? Mm-hmm. Yes, you do, mm-hmm. especially if it's an elderly person. Mm-hmm. But if I had a choice between, do I want to wake up alive with broken ribs,
right.
or do I want to be dead,
right?
Heck, I'm going to choose the broken ribs.
Absolutely. And hasn't it been for so many years, and we said 350,000, but it's actually more than that, almost really 400,000 people dying every year. And how many people have died, David, from a heart attack that could have lived if someone would have been there to do those chest compressions?
That's absolutely true. That is absolutely true. Lives could be saved mm-hmm. by doing CPR, by doing hard and fast compressions
mm-hmm.
to actually keep somebody alive. You know, people worry about being sued these days. We're mm-hmm. such in a litigious society mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. people worry about being sued. You know, there's something called the Good Samaritan Act. That mm-hmm. actually protects you. Mm-hmm. If you are acting in good faith mm-hmm. to save somebody's mm-hmm. life, that actually protects you.
Mm-hmm.
If there would ever be any kind of legal consequences to what you're trying to do to save somebody's life.
Absolutely. So it's Start a Heart Sinlaw. It's going to be Saturday, April the 5th. We're going to be talking about it a lot. It's going to be at the Alexandria Riverfront Center. Two sessions are going to be offered, one at 8 in the morning, one at 10, and then...
No, 8 to 10.
8 to 10. And then
11 to 1.
Okay, great.
And we're bringing people in at 7:30 for the 8 o'clock session. We're bringing people in at 10:30 for the 11 o'clock session.
Great. Now tell people how they can register, David.
Well, beginning on March 1st, there's two ways that you can register. You can go to startaheartsenla.org,
uh-huh.
startaheartsenla.org, or you can call 1-877-477-7637. Let me give you that again. It's 877-477-7637. Now, the important thing to remember is that you have to be at least middle school age or older.
Okay.
Now,
mm-hmm.
having said that,
mm-hmm.
if you are a mom mm-hmm. and you have a 7-year-old and you have the option of, do I not come to this training because I don't have a babysitter, or do I come and bring my child? Come and bring your child.
Absolutely.
By all means.
Absolutely.
That 7-year-old can at least learn the skill.
Mm-hmm.
They may not be able to perform it, but they can coach somebody else on how to perform CPR.
Absolutely. This is a great program. It's called Start a Heart Sinlaw, and we all need to get the training that could possibly save a life. David Malone-Son, thank you so much. The American Red Cross, thank you guys for the work that you do. We're going to be talking about it. We're going to be promoting it. And you know what? We're going to believe that there's so many people that you won't even be able to contain it.
I absolutely hope so.
Well, just go ahead and receive it.
Hey, I'm taking it. I'm taking it now.
Go ahead.
And I will tell you, if 100 people show up, that's a success. We've trained 100 people how to change a life.
It's gonna be big. Hey, everybody, we got to take a quick break. David, thank you so much.
Thanks, Carlette.
We'll be back, everybody, right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and...
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do.
Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet